demonstration of the strength and support of our Bankside community, we are launching the community anchor partnership for Bankside between Bankside Residents Forum, Blackfriars Settlement, Bankside Open Spaces Trust, in which the three organisations pledge to work together to achieve the best for our community and for community groups within the area. The Community Anchor Partnership offers thanks to the following for their support in this event. Better Bankside, the Community Council who gave us vital funds, the funders, all our volunteers who have hurled tables and gazebos and posted flyers, local schools for sharing, all our staff who have organised this event, particularly Sylvia, Jenny, Mary, Carol, Jason, Mark, Andrew, Peter, Kyle and Heather, Joe Beckles and Lance Street and Bitten TRA, Queensborough Centre for lending us lots of tables and chairs, Jason and the Mint Street Adventure Crew, Tate Modern for lending their gazebos and providing a workshop, All Our Performance and Joy and the Gladstone for helping to organise stage acts. Everyone who came today and continues to demonstrate the strength of this community, I declare the event open.
And introducing Councillor Adele Morris, our ward councillor, to say some special.
Hello everybody. Bust is 10 years old and I think that is to be commended. The local community organisation that has grown literally from and gone from strength to strength in those 10 years. When it started out, it was a group of residents who got together and formed the Bankside Residents Forum. They set up a gardens and open spaces subcommittee, and that was just the beginnings. It was a group of people who wanted to talk about how grotty the open spaces were, and they were grotty 10 years ago. This park in particular, I don't know how many people here remember it. It had burnt out cars. This was a big dip here that was designed as an amphitheatre but that never quite worked. There's been a huge amount of work gone into not just this park but to I think 9 or 10 other open spaces in the area. They're now working on estates with local children, growing vegetables on the housing estates, and there are lots of really good projects. And not only is it the staff who are doing those projects, but lots and lots of people who are really engaged in looking after the gardens themselves, in growing things in the gardens. And it's really, I'm really proud to have Bankside Open Spaces Trust in this ward. I'd like to say particularly thanks to, first of all, the residents for getting together and having a subcommittee, to Vicky Lawrence, who was the first director, who had incredible vision for the area and for how to develop the parks. Vicky Lawrence handed over to Helen Firminger, who is the current director. Lucy and Keith looked after it temporarily whilst Helen went off on maternity leave a couple of times, but now Helen's back. And to Justin Dillon, who was the original chair, and to Tim Wood, who has been the chair now for I don't know how many years. Too many years, probably, but he does a fantastic job. So Tim and Helen and all their predecessors, I think we really, you know, owe it to them, to, you know, a round of applause to them for just sticking it out through thick and thin. Because there's been some really hard times, some really difficult decisions about funding, times when they thought things were just going to go horribly wrong because they hadn't got enough money, and they both stuck it out and kept it going, so good on them. Now, to celebrate 10 years, we've got 10 birthday cakes, which I'm going to light in a minute. Now, I need not just 10, but 1,000 children, if there are that many, to come and line up here and help to blow out these birthday cakes. And maybe we might sing a little happy birthday song along the way as well. So any children who want to come up and help me blow out the cakes would be good.